good morning and welcome to worship at Calvary United Methodist Church. It's wonderful to be in the Lord's presence, and Jesus is the name above all names. We make Jesus the center of our lives, and that is all we need to do. Everything else falls into place. I am so grateful for you and for your presence here among us, and pray God's blessing upon you, you and your family. And would love to have a time of sharing through the peace of Christ with our neighbors. And so say a peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace,
peace.
Megan.
Sister.
Peace, Maddie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jamie. It's already a great morning. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
I'd like to welcome you to Calvary this morning. My name is Bob Seymour. I am one of the lay servants in the church, and I am here to, for the grace of God and to serve God and to serve you. And to go into the, let's just do these first before we get to the announcements. This is a salty service card. It's in your pew. If you've done anything this week to bring someone or show someone or touch someone for Christ, put this in the offering plate. In other words, if you've done a good deed this week, you've reached out for Christ, put it in the plate. Okay? No names, nothing on it. Just to let us know that we are in some way reaching out for Christ. And that's an absolutely good thing. Okay? The other items in your pew is the welcome cards. Please fill that out if you're here as a visitor or a guest this morning. Also on the back, please give us some comments. If someone is missing close to you, let us know on this card. If a prayer has been answered, let us know on this card. Or excuse me, on this card. I keep getting the two mixed up. Yeah, write them down. The other card in the pew is a prayer request. Likewise, fill it out for prayer needs or anything that is going on in your life that you just need a spot prayer for. These will be prayed over on our prayer warriors on Monday nights. And if so, you want them to go out on one call, we can get them out on one call to the church. So the entire church that can be praying for whatever it is. There is power in prayer. And we have heard witness to that many times, and the responses that we've got from our prayers. Let's look at the announcements for the week, please. The church is selling the entertainment books as a fundraiser. Please speak to Nancy, is the one in this service. She's got had her hand up. You want to stop and run up? Never mind. Please speak with Nancy. We are trying to sell the entertainment books again as a fundraiser for the church. Food pantry needs items, cereal, peanut butter, ramen noodles, pasta, pasta sauce. Just checking if you were adding.
Oh, no, we're not paying attention.
Yes. Canned goods.
Okay. I got to get them back somewhere.
Like I said, we're already having a good time. You know, it's because of the love of each other that we can pick on each other and not...
Amen.
Not be offended in any way. The last day for the Amerist Bank food box, the challenge, the Fighting Hunger Challenge, is Wednesday, October the 28th. If you have not brought food in, Wednesday is the last day, so you'd need to come by and drop it off in the box as soon as you can.
They can put it in the kitchen if the box is full.
Okay, if the box is full, and it's getting pretty close. You can drop it off in the kitchen likewise.
Bob.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
To date, we have had 206 items donated this month. Terrific job. I'd like to blow that number right out of the water for this last week if we can. Keep in mind it's items. So if you bring in a box of the ramen noodles, each ramen noodle pack counts as one item. So let's do it.
Okay. Great. Let's make that last surge and see if we can. Okay. This is all part of a matching or a contest challenge by Amerist Bank, and there will be some prizes awarded based on the amount of items collected. Does the money come into play there? Amount of money and items collected, or just?
Just the number of items I report to them, and then they'll give us money back. Item, and I'm not sure how much per item, but it's money.
Okay. And great, that all goes to help our food bank that's every other Friday. The items for WB Cherry again this month is crayons and colored pencils. Likewise, the clothing material, socks, underwear, things of those nature, some sweaters and jackets as it gets a little bit cooler. To help those in need who, for some reason, in the classroom have an accident. These are younger kids. And those who come to school in the morning and it's cold and they don't have a sweater. They don't have anything to wear. So please help us out in those regards. Sign up to work the patch, the pumpkin patch, in the hallway across from the office. I don't know if y'all have noticed the pumpkin patch outside the church. You know, it usually takes people to sell those pumpkins and to clean up the rotten pumpkins and so on. So we're asking if you would please join us by signing up on the schedule in the hallway as to when you could come out and spend some time. It's fun. It's fun to be out there and to watch the little kids come and look at their pumpkins and size and choose and... And the people are coming to bring their kids and their cameras and just sit in the pumpkins and take pictures. So it's fun to be out there. See if you can find a time to enjoy yourself. There will be a bake sale along with the vendors and arts and craft show. That will be Saturday, November the 7th. There is a poster again in the hallway outside the office for the bake sale. Please stop, read, drop. Roll. Oh, stop. Read as it is very important. How many of you in here know what a charge conference is? See a show of hands. A few. You got your hand up. Hey. Okay. How about back here? Let me.
You have okay. To have a credit card.
Well, you have been invited to a charge conference. Today at Asbury United Methodist Church at 6 p.m. Calvary, Asbury, and the third church?
Fleming Island.
Fleming Island will all be having their combined charge conference at Asbury today at 6 o'clock. It is the conference connection of the church, and we report to the conference, district, on our progress and get approval at that meeting. Only the board members, the administrative council members, can vote at the charge conference. But everyone is welcome to hear how we are doing and how other churches are doing. So come on out to Asbury tonight at 6 o'clock. Coupons. If you have any coupons and would like for you to bring those in for food and baby products, these will be given out at the food bank. Is there any further announcements that need to be made? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Saturday morning breakfast starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And it is a community breakfast.
Yeah. So
invite your friends.
Invite everyone. So Larry will go crazy when everyone lines up at the door.
The more the better. The merrier. Whatever.
Yep. No other announcements? Then let's join together in the reading of the worship elements. God is about to do a new thing. It is springing forth.
Can you not perceive it?
God is going to make a way in the wilderness, a river in the desert.
Can you not see it?
God is doing something wonderful, for God is good.
Can you not taste it?
God is giving us eternal life in Christ.
Can you not hear the good news?
Come, join in the fullness of new life in Christ.
Let us join our whole selves, all our senses, in knowing Christ as Lord, in this time of worship.
Amen.
If you'd please stand and turn to page 600 in your hymnal, we will sing Wonderful Words of Life. If you turn to 881 in your hymnals, we'll have our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Show you. What is this? It's a top. It's a top. It's kind of small for the congregation to see, but that's what this is. And everybody, do you remember this top from your childhood? Do you remember using a spinning top? Yeah. Not this particular one, of course, but yeah. This one's been in my possession for a few years. I have some toys that I got from a craft store in North Carolina, including a Jacob's Ladder. Do you all remember the Jacob's Ladder? Do you remember that? Well, this is the top, and I'm going to show you how it works. Let's see if I can do this without it falling. You can do it? I don't like it when it does that. Let me. Yeah, it's got to perform correctly for me here. Whoops. There it goes. You can try it. What do you have to do to get it to work? Well, patience, sure. Obviously. Obviously. Here, let me try it one more time. Sometimes I can get it going pretty good. Well, that's going close enough. That's how you do it. Oh, but when you touched it, what happened? It went haywire, didn't it? And it went off kilter. This is the center point of the top, right here at the bottom. Is everybody? That looks like an ice cream cone. You have food on your mind, don't you there, Zachary? Well, we are talking about spiritual food, so that's not far off. This point represents Christ, because Christ should be in the center of everything. Don't you think Christ should be in the center of everything? And as long as this part of the top is spinning straight up and down, Christ remains the center. As long as we... There! Perfect! Perfect! That's perfect. It's going to go off the edge. There you go. Did you see that? It stuck straight up in the air and was spinning. That's what happens when we focus on Christ as the center of our lives. Everything in our life is good. Everything in our life is blessed. And what happens, though, when you touch it or when it loses balance, touch it like that, and it goes, and it's not in the center anymore, this sort of wobbles. When this goes off to the side, when Christ isn't the center anymore, it goes off to the side and it wobbles a little bit, and you don't have Christ. But even if it wobbles and you get off center, the hand of the Holy Spirit will come and put you back on track again. Whoops. Whoops. All right, let's try the hand of the Holy Spirit one more time. There we go. So even if you get wobbly and go off track from the center, there's the Holy Spirit. You know, you're going to make it wobbly again and get off track. There you go. So don't worry. Even if you get off track, the Holy Spirit will help you get back and make Christ the center of your life. All right? Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your great good gifts, especially the gift of your Son, who is the center of everything. And we place our trust in him today, dear God. and know that with time and patience that all good things will come our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, now I have a special gift for you today. Pumpkins with candy in them. Yeah. Here you go. They all have the same thing in them, sweetie. You're welcome. Here you go. Can you take this back to Children's Church? All right. Thank you. Okay. Will the ushers please come forward as we continue to serve God through the giving of our gifts, our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for the wonderful power that you have in our lives. When we focus on Christ and make Christ the center of everything. Help us to lead lives worthy, dear God, of the calling. And we pray your blessing upon each person and every gift as they give it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Morning. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kana Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the one who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kana Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kana Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years, you've made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Through the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Thank you. George Thompson, Andy Haney, Joseph Haney.
And this is Judy Schuster, in case you don't know who she is. Be sure and talk to her and give her a hug after the service.
To have so many talented people who give their gifts to God. Thank you. Everybody up here, the special today, of course, but everybody up here is giving themselves as a gift for our worship. I need to let you know of a couple of losses that we've experienced this week. Mary Dixon's brother-in-law, her sister's husband, passed away in Green Coast, Springs, and we don't know yet what services will be for him, but I know that you will want to be in prayer for Mary. She does so much for so many other people, and she's just praising God that he's at rest now and at peace, and we are grateful to God for his goodness to us. But also Grace Peterson, she's been coming to the first service. I don't know how many of you know her, Grace Peterson, but her father passed away. And her mother, it hadn't been all that long since her mother passed away. So her father passed away, and named Cortland Stillwell, And there will be a service on Wednesday at 11 a.m. over at Jacksonville Memory Gardens right across the street, Wednesday at 11. And she wanted everybody to know that the Cox's sons are going to be pallbearers at her father's funeral because they were quite close with Maynard Cox and his family. But we want to remember Grace as well for losing not only her father, but also her her mother within this last year. And now I want us to prepare ourselves for prayer by getting into an attitude of prayer. And that may be bowing your head and closing your eyes, taking a few deep breaths. And listen for God's voice in the quiet. And when you've had your time of prayer, you may share with the rest of us a name, a place in the world, or a situation in life that you would like to lift up to the Lord today.
Ray Haney.
All of our veterans. O God Most High, so often we allow other things to take priority in our lives. And the priorities pile up into stacks that we cannot see over. And we collapse under the weight of the burdens and drown. God, call us out from behind the piling on of the world. Help us to give over our burdens to you and to ask you for help when we need it. May we know the power of your presence in our lives, and may we keep you as the God Most High when the idols of the world insist on our attention. Hold us to the promise that we have in you, O God Most High, which does not reside in the completion of tasks, but in the great love you have for us expressed in your Son Jesus, who taught us to pray when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now if you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to page 170, we'll sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
So
Our scripture this morning is found in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the living word of God for the people of God.
Blessed be God.
Amen.
I just have one thing to say to you today. Just one thing. And that is, it's about freedom. The story about Bartimaeus, he won't shut up, even though people tell him to be quiet. And that's hard. We are so quick to fall into silence, worried about offending someone or hurting someone's feelings or being rejected. And so when folks tell us to shut up, we're all too quick to oblige. But Bartimaeus won't. He is free. Free to defy his neighbors. Free to call for help. Free to make his needs known to Jesus. Bartimaeus is free. Perhaps he's suffered enough or feels like there's nothing left to lose. Or maybe he just doesn't care anymore what others think of him. But I think he senses or sees that in the presence of Jesus, all the rules change. And he is no longer blind Bartimaeus, but instead Bartimaeus, child of God. Whatever the reason, he knows he is free and seizes his faith and his courage to live into that freedom. And Jesus said that's what made him well. It's about freedom. Today is Reformation Sunday, when we celebrate across the Protestant world the beginning of the Lutheran Church, with Martin Luther nailing his theses on the door. And the text for the Reformation says that we are no longer second-class citizens in the kingdom of God, which was a crazy thing to say in the first century, because everywhere there were, called them slaves. And Jesus knows this. He knows people are going to have a hard time believing that someone can move you from being a slave to being free, because that can normally only be done by a king or the heir of the king. But that's what Jesus does, because that's who Jesus is. He is the heir of the king. And he can pronounce freedom. the one who can invite people to leave their chains behind and claim the abundant life and freedom that God offers. That is the truth that makes you free, that God has already made you free and called you a beloved child of God. It's about freedom. In the text of Jeremiah 31, it's the past that traps us, the past that reminds us of all our shortcomings and failures and disappointments. And God tells Israel through Jeremiah that even though Israel forgot their identity and fell short in 100 different ways, God would not hold this against Israel. That God will and already has forgotten their sin. And here's the thing. No memory of the past, no memory of sin, and the future is open, that equates with what? Being free. It's about freedom. The whole Reformation, from Paul's declaration that we have all been justified by grace to Martin Luther hammering those theses against the church door, to remind us that grace reigns supreme. The whole darn thing was intended to tell us that. In the end, we don't need to do anything. We don't need to earn anything. We don't need to say anything. We don't need to accomplish anything or buy anything to earn God's love. That we already have it. And that most of the church's problems, including the world's problems, start when we forget we already have love and worth and dignity as a gift from God. And instead we try to earn it or even take it from someone else. It's about freedom. And the gospel, yes, the good news of what God has done in Christ for us and all the world is about freedom. From time to time, we might wonder if the biblical story has anything to do with our lives. We might wonder if the words and deeds of our church fathers and mothers 500 years ago matter. But finally, when it boils down to it, it's about freedom. That means we're not trapped. No matter what we may have done, no matter what may have been done to us, none of these things define us any longer. We are free, and the future is open. Now, I know that can be really, really hard to believe. Some of what's happened to us seems so huge, so important, so all-encompassing, but it's not. And it's not to say that these things that have happened to us don't matter. They do. The illnesses, the disappointments, the hurt, whatever. They matter, and they may in fact be descriptively true of us, but they do not define us. Nothing we have done or has been done to us captures who we are completely. Only one thing can do that. God, the creator and sustainer of us all. And God has chosen to call us children. Beloved children. Holy and precious in God's sight. And that's the thing that defines us. And so we are free. Free to risk and serve and help and care, and try, and struggle, and laugh, and all the rest. We are free. That is, to love just as God loves us. And that's what the reading is about. That's what our ministry is about. It's about freedom. So, I want to tell you this week that you're free. Free from your past, free from regret, free from fear, free from old hurts and mistakes. You're free. And then I'm going to tell you that again because it's hard to believe. It takes a while to get used to this. Freedom takes some practice. We so easily want to fall back into the old ways of behaving and thinking. But you really are free. And I want you to come back next week to hear the same thing. Because the world, you know, the world will try to convince us otherwise. And so the freedom that sets you free, it takes a little while to sink in. This good news, this gospel that we preach and teach is the only thing that can set us free. And it's free to be who God has called us to be. Beloved children, He sets you free. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
If you'd stand and turn to page 348.
Thank you.
to die today, most of us. I pray not. I pray that we come home to Jesus here and now. We come home to the Lord who loves us and gave himself for us, for you and for me, to set us free. Free to love, free to give, free to serve, free. Let God be the center of your life. And go from this place knowing that you are loved, and come back again next week and hear the same message. You are loved. Because it never gets old, and we always need to hear it. May God's mercy, grace, and peace rest and abide among you now and forever. Go in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.